I don't want you to lose what you've gained. So keep practicing, progressing, exercising to be your best. How many of you have heard something like that? Maybe from a coach, piano or music instructor, or maybe another teacher even was so bold as to suggest that your education might just be as important as athletics or music. Whoever says it, they want you to respond with conviction. I'm on it! And yet Jesus reminds us that bodily exercise profits a little bit. Godliness profits in all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Jesus is saying to you, I don't want you to lose what you've gained. So keep studying my word. Keep progressing in your faith. Keep purifying your life, because I am coming quickly. He doesn't want to hear excuses. He doesn't want to hear an empty agreement without action. Jesus wants you to respond with conviction. I'm on it, Lord. Revelation's menagerie of wild beasts and green gases oozing out of hell have exposed the dangers to our faith, confronting our complacent neglect of God's word, our cowardly silence in witnessing his word, our compromising the living of his word. Jesus in Revelation 22 says three times, I am coming quickly. Each time there's a different focus. The first time in verse 7, he's emphasizing the seriousness of treasuring his word. Verse 6, these words are faithful and true. This is used to describe both Jesus and his word, for Jesus is the word. He is the author and the fulfiller of every word of Scripture, and it's with his word that he comes to dwell with you. And so Jesus in his word lays out our regimen. Verse 10. Don't allow any excuse to set aside my word. Verse 18. Don't add or subtract one word from anything I've given you. Verse 7. Treasure my word, and my blessing will pour down upon you. Why is it then that we so easily neglect prayer and his word? Why is it that we so easily give way to anger, resentment, jealousy, discontent, lust? Is it maybe because we don't really believe that he is coming quickly? He says it, verse 7. I am coming quickly. Verse 10. The time is at hand, and one thing is needful. We are standing on the brink of eternity, and we are the stakes in a demonic war. And Satan, make no mistake, has no intention of abiding by the Geneva Convention. Our only hope is treasuring his word, in which he comes with grace and power to give us the conviction. I'm on it, Lord. Verse 12, the second urgent, I am coming quickly, continues, my reward is with me to give each one according to his work. When Christ splits time, like a lightning bolt may sometimes split the sky, this chapter presents our picture will be taken. And what we are in that moment, we will be eternally. There's been plenty of advance warning for us to be prepared. But when the camera clicks, the picture's been taken. And there are no retakes on this one. But I wasn't ready. You didn't give me enough time to prepare. You caught me off guard. No objection will be valid. The photographer answers verse 11, "What you were then, you remain. He was unjust, unjust still. He was filthy, filthy still. He was righteous, righteous still. He was holy, holy still." A number of years ago, I was working on a sermon about the last day, and boom! A semi was passing very close to my study and it blew a tire. I thought Christ had come. What would your picture have been in that day? You know, whatever our picture may have been, we wouldn't be satisfied with the picture of our thoughts, our heart, our words spoken in secret, if we had to stand in ourselves. The eminence of that day demands the conviction, "I'm on it, Lord." Verse 20 is Jesus' third urgent, "I am coming quickly." But what can we do to be ready for such a coming? Our only hope lies in the one who is coming quickly. Verse 16, "The root and offspring of David." He is both the root from which David came and the branch that grew out of David. David's Lord and David's son. Jeremiah, referring to this branch out of David, calls him the Lord our righteousness. In ourself, our own final picture can never qualify for the judgment of heaven, righteous and holy. But in Him, He is the Lord your righteousness. His righteousness is yours, because He took all your sin and bore it to the cross. His righteousness is yours because He kept the law perfectly in your place and mine. So that, yes, you may stand in the righteousness of Christ Himself. If that last snapshot shows you clinging to Christ, then there will not be one blemish, one spot or wrinkle. Not even within your own heart and mind, but only the righteousness of Christ seen as yours. And yet you maybe notice that in verse 12, Jesus says, "according to our work." How does that fit in? Well, this is the work of God, that you believe on Jesus so that His work is credited as yours. And because of that, we will want to live for Him. Jesus is, verse 16, the morning star, the first glimpse, the promise of the glorious day that is about to come. After a night of anguish, grief, and sorrow, Revelation is accomplishing its divine purpose in us when we shun the alternate paths that lead to doom and walk on that path of daily repentance, washing and being cleansed in the blood of Christ. seeking to live in thanks for Him, drinking deeply of the water of life. One day, after our family devotion, our three-year-old daughter, now the mother of three of you, said, "Well, maybe Jesus will come today." She said it very eagerly, and we were glad. I said, "Well, yes, he may. So what should we do while we're waiting for him?" She looked around the house. Quite a few of her toys were scattered around, and she said with confidence, "Clean up." Yes, Jesus may indeed come today. And he's saying to you today, "I don't want you to lose what you've gained. So keep studying my word, progressing in your faith, purifying your life, because I am coming quickly." Three times in Revelation 22, Jesus makes this promise. And three times the church responds, "Come, Lord Jesus. Come and cleanse my heart. Come with your word and dwell within me. Come with your grace and power to be with me each day and eternally." Jesus' personal promise, "I am coming quickly," prompts, creates the prayer, which is as simple as his promise is great: "Come, Lord Jesus. Come with your grace and power to give the conviction. I'm on it, Lord." The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 606, 606, stanzas 2 and 3. Please remain seated.